everybody.
The podcast.
We're not going to listen to this music. We don't have the time for it. Welcome to My Wife Is Going to Kill Me on the Spot. I just named it.
On the spot.
Yes. On the spot. I just named it.
On the spot.
Yeah.
It's on the spot. It was named on the spot.
Yeah. So, here's another little appetizer to whet your appetite for the full show, which will always revolve around toys, silliness, and everything else. These little shows may not, or they may. You never know. They could be ridiculous, or they could be totally serious. But I am back with Pete again. We're doing all these in one night. You won't have Travis on this show. Maybe we'll do one of these with Travis once in a while. We'll see. He probably isn't going to have an opinion on anything anyways, so maybe it would be futile.
Right.
But
5 minutes of fence riding.
Right. So for a few minutes, I'm going to throw a little topic out to Pete and see what he has to say about it. And maybe in a future show, he'll throw a topic at me and see what I have to say about it. So here we go. Today's topic for Pete. Pete, you're a fireman.
Yes.
Well known. Been in the business for quite a while now, right?
Yes.
And you know, everybody knows you.
Tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow's my anniversary.
It is.
So tomorrow will be my, as of tomorrow, I'll be on the job for 16 years.
16 years as a fireman. You also own Cloud9 Studios, well, which is actually Cloud9 Vape Shop.
Right.
Kind of a side job, but it's yours. I mean, it's a real thing. The question is, if you could pick a new profession, what would it be?
That's easy. It'd be a writer.
Okay.
If I could, I love my career, but I do feel that if it were time for me to move on, I feel like I've done a lot of good, and I feel like I could walk away from my job knowing that I gave it my all, and I did good for my community, and I did good for the people that live here. But I would want to write. I really enjoy writing, and I always have, whether it was song lyrics in my high school punk band or it was comic stuff. Now just little ideas that I jot down that are never going to see the light of day, but are just, something to do. It's kind of an art form for me, but I would love that. I would absolutely love to be able to write full time. And don't get me wrong, I would do other things. I would still do cons and toys, and I would still do all that stuff. But to be able to say that that's what I do for a living as a writer, that's a no-brainer.
Nice.
What about you?
You just put me on the spot. I think I've said this before. I would be an artist. That would be what I would try to do. I should have done that anyways. Didn't have enough faith in myself as a kid I didn't have enough confidence in myself. That's kind of been a running theme throughout my life. Where I didn't think I'd be successful at it. And I didn't think I was good enough, and I didn't think I could hack it. And now I'm at an age where I realize that all of that shit came down to practice and just getting better.
Right.
And anyone can learn to do it if they set their mind to do it. And I think I could have picked it up. And I could have made something of a career out of it. But I had so many people told me, you're not going to make any money if you try to do art. You're not going to be able to support yourself. You're not going to be able to do this. You don't need to like your job. You just need to do it. That's how I was brought up. And that's what I did. I didn't turn out so bad. I don't have a bad job now at all. I'm thankful for what I have. It is definitely not where my heart is, though. So,
well, and I think, and that's kind of the opposite way of, I was always taught, if you love your job, then you never go to work a day in your life. And I've been fortunate, but don't get me wrong, everybody has bad days in their job. But, and I've had to, because of medical reasons, I've had to contemplate not being able to be in the fire service anymore. And that was a tough pill to swallow, because this is what I was going to retire doing. Well, I spent 4 months not being able to be a fireman, only to then be eventually cleared back. But I had to do some serious soul searching in that 4 months, because in fact, it was when we started the podcast.
Yeah.
I was off that four month period, and I had to really dig down deep and go, okay, what happens if I can't be a fireman anymore? Because that's what I had been and what I was always planning to be.
It's a tougher pill to swallow when you're not given the choice.
Right. When somebody tells you can't do what you love versus walking away from it on your own. So,
yeah.
But I will tell you that, you know, Cloud Nine isn't an accident. MuskegonCon isn't an accident. Those are things that I'm planning for my future, because I do have a job that there's a very real possibility that one bad ankle injury, one shoulder injury, one good concussion, that I can't do this anymore. And I need to, you know, I do have four kids and I do have a wife, and I still need to be able to support them if I can't do what I'm doing now. So a lot of that, that's what fuels a lot of my side projects of, okay, maybe I can't have one job and make what I need to make in a year, but maybe I can have six different things going where I can, you know? So,
all right. Great answer. Great question. I just complimented myself, pat myself on the back. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. We are done. We will see you very, very soon.